Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udzu billahi min syururi anfusina. Alhamdulillah, respected elders and brothers. Again and again we make syukur to Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala for he has enabled us come to this Masjid Al-Hilal, you know. And from last night, everyone, you know, from all over part of this locality, they came to make fikir, what they call night of fikir. Fikir about the worry and concern of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how this complete deen can come into my life, my family life, and to all the entire life of all the whole dunya. So this is what the worry and concern of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that's why, respected elders and brothers, we see how, you know, we can learn or we can take all this way out of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Now they are the best of the mankind. But before that, when they were the time of Jahiliyyah, we can see them how they are very bad in action, in their tradition. They do all sort of things, all bad things. That even, you know, the Persian and the Roman, you know, just avoid conquering them. Because of they don't want that all whatever the ways of their life got involved in, or either Roman or the Persian. But through time after time, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to put effort on them, only by putting deen on them and they bring this complete deen into their life, they totally change, and even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named them as the best of the ummah. And we can see the sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, there are so many quality in them, but we can see they had six in common in every one of them, which is the yakin of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and even their salat with khushu and khudu, I mean concentration and devotion. And of course they have ilm and zikir, ikram muslimin, and whatever they're doing, all with ikhlas for the sake of Allah. And of all, you know, they strive on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, respected brothers, at this time, even though this as our ulama, our mashayikh was saying, that this six quality is not a complete deen, but if we put it at this time of our life, it make us easy to practice the whole complete deen. And of course, you see, respected elders and brothers, how that, you know, they have yakin of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't fear, they never fear any makhluk. And we can see Umar radiallahu anhu, never fear anyone. And according to the ulama, one time when Umar radiallahu anhu was walking on the Mount Uhud and he was shaking, and he just stomped on the foot, they said, "Fear Allah," and things stopped. And today we can see all the superpower, whatever power they had, earthquake, they cannot do anything. And see, because why they fear Allah. And Allah put the fear of all the makhluk in them. And the same thing is happened when Umar radiallahu anhu, he sent the governor to Egypt, Mesir. And they go, according to the governor, the Nile River, no, the river Nile, he need to sacrifice all his young women, you know, in order to flow the thing. So Umar radiallahu anhu, according to the government, to send write a letter to Umar radiallahu anhu, which is Amir al-Mu'minin at the time. So he wrote to the river Nile, or Nile River, if you flow of desire, we don't need you. If you flow here of Allah, then you flow. And we see now what happened. The river flow without any sacrification. And we see now, we look at them, because of the fear of Allah, Allah fear, put the fear on makhluk. And another story, the Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu. The same thing. The time of Amir al-Mu'minin, Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, there's a fire coming to the place. So can you push back the fire? He said, Ya Amirul Mu'minin, how can I push the fire? Amirul Mu'minin said, you don't have yakin with Allah. And we see how Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu pushed the fire back. According to some ulama, they said the fire from like a volcano like that. And we can see what power can they do in this time of century, you know? They call superpower this power. And we see what the sahabat radiallahu anhu, when they have yakin, everything is all beneath their feet. They don't worry anyone. And today, respected brother, we see what happened to us. We are part of them. You know, we're supposed to be like them. We have yakin with Allah. Never fear with anyone. But we are now hopeless. And Rasulullah SAW was saying in the Akhir Zaman, in this century, that the Ummah is just like a foam in the sea. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, Ya Rasulullah, are they in small in number? Are they large in number? But they're helpless, they cannot do anything. So when we start to neglect our iman and our yakin to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what we do. Will happen to us. Allah put us fear against our enemy and all fear with all the makhluk. So that's why, respected brothers, no, that's why we see all the sahabat, they never, that they know that makhluk cannot give benefit, I cannot harm them without permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we had to put effort, how that, you know, to take the greatness of this makhluk from our heart and put the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to the Masyai, we had to make a zikr all the time, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, 100 times minimum every day, in order to take the greatness of the makhluk. And not only that, we ask, every time we make a dua, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the reality or the hakikat of this La ilaha illallah. And of course, I said to brother, how that you know that we can be success in this dunya and akhirat only by the way of Rasulullah SAW. And by the way of Rasulullah SAW, all whatever our action, if we follow, Allah will be pleased with us. So that's why we know that at this time of fahsya and munkar, a person who revive even the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantee he will get a shahid. So respected brothers, when we start to neglect the deen, we start to neglect the way of Rasulullah SAW into our life, then the fear will come to us again. And there's one incident, you know, when the time of, again in time of Umar radiallahu anhu, when they were on a mission or on the way to spread the deen, and when they came, because they had to confront with the enemy, according to some ulama who said, in the border of Russia. So for weeks and weeks, more than 3 weeks, they cannot penetrate. And the Sahaba sent to Umar, sent the what they call envoy, you know, to send, go and check them what's happening. So when they reached them, at that time the spy was in the jungle, you know, was spying on all whatever the Muslims were doing. So when they check, they look, when they make salat, the staff was all bent, not straight. So they tell you straighten the staff, and they forget to use a miswak. And everyone said, go and in the bush, in the jungle, and take a... While they doing the miswak, and the enemy was looking at them. Oh, the Muslim become like cannibal now, want to eat all the enemies. So Allah put a fear and everyone ran away. They just walk in, only by applying a sunnah, then Allah put a fear in them. So that's why, respected brother, how that we shall bring this sunnah or this yakin into our life, in order to bring back at the time of sahabat radiallahu anhu. Even though we cannot fulfill whatever they're doing, but we follow their footsteps, inshallah we'll be guided. And of course, you know, when the time of salat, you know, how they with concentration and devotion. And one incident that they are doing hirasa for Rasulullah SAW was sleeping. And one of them said, to the others, you just stand looking. I want to make salat. And when the enemy throw the arrow, and one arrow was piercing his body, and he just stand there with full concentration. And another arrow came also. He doesn't even move. But the third arrow came to him and pierced his body because he was fear about the safety of Rasulullah Sallam, and he started to avoid the salat, and then he tell everyone. So this is, we see how that, you know, they are really concentration in making their salat. Today when we make salat back in our country, you know, when during summer, they got mosquito bit only, so they finish. We couldn't stand by the bitten of a mosquito. So that's why, respected brothers, that we, if we can this, all our five times daily prayer with concentration, devotion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantee our rizq will be, make it easy for us. And not only that, we will get a book from our right hand, means we are a successful person. And our qabr is either we make it a garden of paradise or the pit of hell, through whatever our amal with our salat is on. You know, pit of hell means if a person come with a weak amal, then he will go see in the qabr. Then what happened? That they will be squeezed. The qabr will be squeezed. That the ribs will be mingled together. And even now, the smoke of Jahannam will enter his qabr. But if he's full of amal, then he'll become like a garden of paradise. You know, you can, they will be widened as far as the eyes can see beyond horizon. And not only that, the mass or the atar from the Jannah will come to the qabr. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised. Not only that, we will pass a breach of sirat as fast as lightning and enter Jannah without reckoning. So respected brothers, you know, that how, you know, that this is very important regarding about the aim. You know, we need the aim in this dunya for us to survive. People studying in the university, people studying to have degree, all this, for them in this dunya. But that aim is only last for until 60 years or 70 years of his life. Then not valid anymore for the person. But aim of akhirat is through all our amal. That how that, you know, can bring aim, that the aim of akhirat means that we can follow the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever, you know, that we've been command, regarding pray five times a day, like all the time that we have to pray, and what time that we have fasting, which month is on, through all the aim. Because this aim is important. And of course, from the aim also, we can know between halal and haram. And also masail and fadail, all this. So we need ulama to explain all the masail. And fadail through all the books, the kitab that bring the desire of making amal. You know, we can read them. Yeah, of course. And very important, for aims always come with a zikr. Means remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because aim is like a light, and aim is like a path, and zikr is like a light. A path have to be a light. If no light, then in the darkness, you cannot go anywhere. But if there is a light, no aim, so the same thing, no path. So it's always come together. If you got people who are aim, doesn't make zikr, then kibir will come into their heart. This is what, according to the ulama, was saying. So it's very important. When a person go out and search in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking for aim for the sake of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the malaikat which going to spread the wing under his foot while he was traveling. And not only that, zikr means remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important. You know, according to, if a person says subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give a jannah, you know, like from the, as huge as from the sky till this earth. Just by saying like very light in the tongue. And yet because we are too lazy, we are too busy. So respected brother, at this time of error, the mashayikh, you know, was saying, at least, you know, we said after Fajr, 300, the Darul Sharif, istighfar, and the third kalimah. So, and after Asar too, that is a minimum just to keep up with us. But of course, we see some, they can do thousand and thousand. So respected brothers, this is very important, the Ikram Muslimin, where we fulfill the hak or the right of other Muslim, and we ask our right from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we always want, we had human right, this right, animal right, and we even want our right from everyone. So this, but the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they always fulfill the right of the others. And we can see how, because of this, you know, whatever they see, all the bad things done by the Muslim, they always keep to themselves. They never reveal. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever reveal the bad deed of a person, Allah will reveal his bad deed in akhirat. And then while he was in this dunya, he will be ashamed also from his own house. So that's why, respected brothers, that how important if we fulfill the right of others, in akhirat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill our right. And so, well, whatever we are doing all this, we always, you know, do only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm not doing for the sake of a jamaat, I'm not doing for somebody else, not because of my family, but every amal, not only amal, but amal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but our daily life, we should fulfill the haq of the other Muslim. So if we can do like this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill our right in akhirat. And of course, whatever we're doing, only for the sake of Allah, nothing else. But that's why we always have to check when we want to do something, any amal or anything, then we check. Is it I want to show people or I do myself or for the sake of Allah? And while we're doing so, we again check our sincerity, intention. And at the end, we also make istighfar for all whatever we're doing and check again the intention. And that's why, respected brothers, all these things, all the sifat, all this, how to bring into our life, we have to spend time going on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, for example, we, in the jamaat, you know, if it consists of 6-7 people, like normally we from in Australia, they got all, sometimes they got Turkish, Albanian, Malay, India, Pakistan. So that is where we learn sabar. Sabar when they serve the food. Which, what food you gonna put? So many people with their has some desire. So we learn sabar. So we learn ikram muslimin. All this while we go on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that, how that we give a little bit time for the sake of Allah. In order, you know, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least, because this is our responsibility. Being the ummah of Rasulullah SAW, we are the deputy. There is no Nabi to come to remind every insan in this dunya except us. And this we be given the task or the job as the work effort of the Anbiya. And who is a ummah of Rasulullah SAW. So that's why, respected brother, we try and give a little bit of time, you know, for our sacrifice. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spread the deen to the entire world. Already, inshallah.